Parental advisory warning. This program contains This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we got new music from Soilworks, Seven Dust, and Paul Bear, all coming up a little bit later in the show. But to kick things off, Armored Saint are back with a brand new album. It's called Punching the Sky. It's their first album in 5 years. Right now, via Metal Blade Records. Really digging this one, so let's hear something off it, shall we? This track is called End of the Attention Span. Brand new music for Armored Saint, right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back. Kick-ass new stuff right there, courtesy of Freaks and Clowns. That was the title track of their album, Justice Elite. Well, that's some more new music, courtesy of Seven Dust and their new album, Blood and Stone. We heard the title track from that one as well.
Finland Radio presents the Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on the UK's Solitary. This group has been delivering some killer thrash since the mid-90s. They just released a new album, The Truth Behind the Lies. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to solitary94.bandcamp.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Abominate, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Solitary. We'll be right back.
Welcome back for another edition of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to continue our countdown to episode 666 with Putridity. Hailing from Poland, Putridity has released two demos, two splits, and a compilation. This is brutal death metal at its finest, so let's get right to it. Off of Putrid's second blasting sickness, this is Putridity with Putrid Chaotic Invasion 666. As we continue our countdown to episode 666, right here on Vinland Radio.
Up this regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching?
I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. The 30th anniversary edition of Ice Earth's self-titled debut album will arrive on December 18th by Century Media Records. The new version of the 1990 LP features a remix by Chris Zeus Harris, who previously worked with Ice Earth on the group's latest effort, and has brand new artwork as well. Ice Earth 30th anniversary edition is available in 180 gram vinyl, limited edition digipack, and of course digitally as well. Striper guitarist Oz Fox was rushed to hospital on October 22nd after suffering a massive seizure. He later posted a photo on social media of him lying in a hospital bed and giving a thumbs up with his wife standing next to him. Fox is scheduled to undergo brain surgery next month to treat tumors that were found. Hoping he gets better soon. British extreme metalers Cradle of Filth have been forced to postpone their live stream concert officially scheduled for October 30th at St. Mary's Church Centre for the Arts in England. Yeah, The band stated that due to the ongoing COVID crisis and the uncertainty of travel, we unfortunately need to move the date of our live stream event, with band members residing outside of and throughout the UK. There was a real chance of quarantine or travel issues. The new show date is now scheduled for February 20th. After several years of inactivity, Norwegian Gothic Dark Metalers Trail of Tears have chosen this plague-ridden 2020 as the year to return to the scene. They've announced Elin, ex of Serenia, as their new singer. Trail of Tears' seventh and latest album, Oscillation, was released back in 2013, but it looks like we're going to hear some new music from those guys soon, hopefully. Finnish folk metalers Korpilkani will release their new studio album, Jaila. Yeah, on February 5th via Nuclear Blast Records. Jaila, which has no direct meaning apparently, can be described as majestic, and it can also be described as wild, rugged, and strong. It will be available as a digital album, CD, and on a couple of different vinyls, limited to 300-piece green vinyl set as well. So yeah, look forward to that. Okay, today's news. Oh, Swedish metalers Soilwork will release their new EP, A Wisp of the Atlantic, on October 4th via Nuclear Blast. And while you want to hear something from it? Yeah. The nice people at Nuclear Blast, nice enough, sent over a single. This is brand new music from Soilwork. This track is called Desperado, right here on Vinland and Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Gore here, and this week we are going way back to 1992 when Propane released Foul Taste of Freedom. This was the New Yorkers' debut release, and it is fucking amazing. The band started with more of a heavy metal slash hardcore vein and eventually developed a thrashy groove style. But Foul Taste of Freedom is an amazing album, so let's get right to it. This is the title track. This is Propane with Foul Taste of Freedom, right here on Vinland Radio.
Yeah!
New music right there from Tampa, Florida's Colonel Ruin and their new album, The Damned Lie Rotting. And we heard the track Elder Spell. Hey guys, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca, or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, we're going to keep the new music rolling. Paul Bearer are back with a brand new album. It is entitled Forgotten Days. It's out right now via Nuclear Blast. So let's just hear something off it, shall we? This track is called The Quicksand of Existing. Brand new music from Paul Bearer right here on Vinland Radio.
Yeah.
new music right there, courtesy of Saul and their new album, Rise as Equals. We heard the track Trial by Fire. Before that, some more new music, courtesy of Prometheus. The album is called Resonant Echoes of the Cosmos of Old. And what track did we hear? Azeroth. Yeah. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. Also, like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, we end it off with a cover. And we're going to take another look at that Artillery 7-inch that came out last week. And this is the B-side of it. It's their take on Metallica's Trapped Under Ice. And until next week, guys, see ya.